Let's see here. So far, illustrious sir, buddy, Cindy and Tim, Sean and Amy, what's happening? How's everybody doing on a Tuesday? Shannon Bell, what's happening, Michael? So, Papa Smurf is here. Looks like we got some people going on. We got Sean and Amy. We got Moody. Moody, you know what time it is? Let's give a Sasquatch yell, Moody. Ah, man. Yeah, I'm with, I'm trying to turn it up here. Buddy says, good evening. Hope Moody's pedicure went well. Sasquatch yell.
Yes.
Yeah. Robert Madrano is here. Everybody is here. Brother Craig Scott. All right. Check out my cool hat. Courtesy of Embroidery City. Check them out. Brother Robert Madrano. He will hook you up with all your unit and club or personal needs or business needs or whatever with embroidery or screen printing. What's happening, Brother Tim? So tonight I wanted to kind of go live and talk about some stuff so that it'll kind of help take away either some tension or some headaches and all that stuff that's going on, especially on Facebook. You know, it's real easy to get caught up in political stuff and everything. And that's one thing I want this page to not be, is anything political or anything, religious. All that is to each their own. So there's a time and a place for everything. But this page is dedicated to hauntings, stories, ghost stories, haunting events, horror movies, all that kind of stuff, anything horror related. Hey, Brother Patrick Sweet, glad you have logged on. Sean Cochran, we are going to have to get Moody and Amy together. They almost match on their Sasquatch yells. Moody, give them the Sasquatch yell one more time. That's right. So, a little bit is going on tonight. What I want to talk about is, Cindy says that Mary Pelton has a hellacious witch's laugh. Ask her to join our page, and I'd love to hear it. So what we're going to start doing, I'm going to start probably picking random people, especially a lot of people that are tuning in here and have stuff to talk about. You know, we've got some interviews coming up with Zoom with Jimmy Dempster, Mike Christopher, and Butch Patrick. So, also, I've reached out to Lester Buddy Grayson. He's agreed to go live with us one day and also possibly go on a little event. So, again, this is going to be a 20-30 minute show. I want to kind of do these every other night or something to help take away whatever is going on in your life and any negativity or whatnot. So I want to ask some couple questions here because I've been getting a lot of requests and things. Looks like Carol Nagney is watching. Hey, what's going on? So there's been some requests and asking, hey, if you guys go and do like an investigation or visit a site, you know, can I go? The answer is yes. Yes, you can go. There's going to be some information provided. Number one, you know, we have to get permission on wherever we're going. Number two, any costs that are related, you would be responsible for whatever, you know, like either travel or eating or whatever, drinking and all that kind of stuff. Brother Kenny, how's it going? Lizzie May, what's happening? So we're going to be planning some little events, especially that it's getting warmer. So we can do maybe some little get-togethers, maybe at some of the forts or something. I do have something I want to share with you. I got this bad boy in. It's awesome. It's my cousin Mark Waters. What's happening, brother? Mark sent me a good story about Ella Belle. Now, remember, before I show you this, my cousin Mark is online, Mark Waters Jr., and he heard me talking about the Ella Belle ghost, and he knows about it and everything. So instead of me just kind of repeating what some of the people are saying, I'd like to kind of get them on a Zoom one night or something and then let them tell you their experiences so that it comes a little bit better. But going forward, let's see, Lister Sarah says, appreciate a 30-minute relief of negativity. Yes, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Let's see, my sister is online. So I don't know if you can see this. This is the EVP recorder that I bought off of Amazon. It was about, with taxes, and of course I got it from Amazon Prime, was less than $40. So it's pretty cool. I've been playing with it since I got it today. I haven't gotten anything, and of course I'm asking weird stuff, you know. I'll ask it, you know, if anybody's here, all that kind of cool stuff. And I'll go in the kitchen because, you know, that's where I see Tiffany's brother a lot in there sometimes, standing at the kitchen counter and petting the cats and stuff. But I haven't got anything yet. Keep your fingers crossed because I'm going to use this a lot. I'm going to use it a lot of places I go. So hopefully we can pick up some EVPs for anybody that don't know what EVPs are, what I'm talking about with this little recorder. It records sounds that you cannot hear with the human ear. So if, for instance, if you're asking, is there anyone here? You may hear a yes or something like that. Now, we won't hear it here, but when I do a playback, then you can hear it. And it's really small. It's awesome. It's not even no bigger than my hand. I can hook it up to either a laptop or a tablet or something. So when we start doing little investigations, you know, we can do playbacks right then and there, and then it saves it, and it's all off of USB. So it's pretty cool. Let's see here. Tim says, hey, Pat, say hello to my brother, Rick Hawking from Florida. Brother, what's happening there, Rick Hawking? I hope I'm saying the last name right, Tim. I don't think I've ever really said your last name. Hawking. I'm going to say Hawking. What's happening, Rick? Glad you're joining us. Pay says, hey, she's watching too. All right. That's my niece, Fart Knocker. Everybody give a shout out to Fart Knocker who's watching. Again, my cool hat from Embroidery City. So, again, we're going to be doing a little bit of investigations and things. No, we are not professionals. No, we don't do this all the time. No, we are not experts on the supernatural or history, but we want to do this to have some fun. And if you are a believer in the supernatural, or if you're not and you kind of want to go and see what's going on, great, let's do it. The only thing I've really asked, we're going to have some rules, so that's what I wanted to talk about tonight too a little bit, is course, take it seriously, okay? Because nobody wants somebody that's just giggling and laughing and whatnot. We will limit it to 4 or 5 people at a time when we do things like this. Because when you get a big group of 10 or 12, you'll get that one little group that wants to talk or laugh or think it's funny and not take it serious. We're out here to have fun, but we also want to have a little bit of a professional fun time. Investigation? I keep saying investigation. I'll come up with another name. How about spooktation? Spooktation. I like that. So we'll have a little spooktation and a little vacation and relaxation. How about that? I don't know. So we'll do that. And the only thing I would ask for you so that we can all be identified is that once we get some shirts made up and stuff, you purchase a shirt, 0 proceeds go in my pocket. They're either going to help buy stuff like this, little cool EVP recorders and things, or once we kind of get rolling, we will donate the rest of the money to other organizations like the Humane Society, of course, Shriners here locally, Wounded Warriors and all that stuff. So enough about all that. Brother Bobby, glad to see you. Caroline's here. Great. Thank y'all so much for tuning in on a Tuesday. So for some of y'all that's coming in late, we're talking about doing a couple investigations and things. One of the other things I wanted to talk about that somebody suggested is maybe we do a camp out or something where, you know, we sit around a fire, tell ghost stories and stuff, have a few drinks and things, and just kind of unwind a little bit for horror people like us, or supernatural or whatnot. You know, talk about some ghosts. Ain't nothing like sitting around a fire and telling some ghost stories. Again, s'mores. Moody said there will be s'mores. So we will have s'mores at this little event. Not sure. Either we'll have it in the backyard or we'll have it somewhere. But again, it'll be after all the social distancing bans have been lifted. So we're looking at after June 13th, June 15th, something like that. So just stay tuned, and those will be planned. And if you're interested, hit me up, and we will check it out. So Bobby Bell says, have you heard of the Devil's Circle? Is that in North Carolina, Bobby? If so, I have. I think what you're talking about, and I want to make sure it is what you're talking about. So the Devil's Circle, I believe, is in North Carolina, and that's where nothing will grow. It's like a campsite or something like that, I think. But there's one section where there's nothing that will grow. And they say that's because that's where the devil comes and goes. They get all kind of strange readings and whatnot. Not sure. Walter Finley, what's happening, brother? Glad you could join us here on a Tuesday. Teresa, I'm glad you're watching. You probably, some of y'all see this live and say, you know, what's going on? I never checked this out. What's this fool doing? This fool is talking about some ghosts. Yes, same thing you've heard about, Bobby. Okay, yes, I do know about that. I've never been there, but would love to. What is some of the most haunted places that you've been to? Me, one of the most haunted places I ever been to was Waverly Hills. That's in Louisville, Kentucky. Freaky, very, very, very freaky, freaky. Now, so somebody sent me some stuff about the Telfair building downtown, the old hospital. It's over by Forsyth Park. Now, shout out to all the Telfair babies out there. I'm one of them. Word to your mother, brother, sister, uncle, niece, nephews, cousins, brothers, half-sister, I guess. Shout out. So if you are born or was born at the Telfair Hospital downtown at Forsyth Park, awesome. So I've reached out to those people. I've reached out to so many people. And I'm getting some good feedback. I want to report on that. The next live show I'll do, if not tomorrow night, it'll be Thursday, but I'll let you know. Once I get some feedback that says, hey, I can come and question and what's going on. The Telfair Hospital, the old one, the reason why I want to do it, not only because I was born there, is because of all the ghost stories, supposedly, that's being told there. So what better way, right? I reached out to the Forsyth, the mansion on Forsyth, and several other places. So all this is coming about. Stay tuned. Leanne Kitchens, what's going on? Leanne Kitchens, boy. To my boy Clyde, I said hello. Walter Finley, yes. Walter Finley, Grow Point Plantation. Yeah, we talked about it a few times, but so Grow Point Plantation, I believe, is the one that we had talked about that's haunted, where supposedly Blackbeard, I think, was coming and going and stuff. It's also in Margaret Wyatt's DeBolt's book. Hold on one second here, guys. Sorry. Yes, I'm in my wife beater shirt. So this book right here, this is the book, and I'm sorry if it's backwards. It's called Savannah Specter and Other Strange Tales. Now, what I'm going to do Saturday, this is one of my personal copies, and it's also autographed by Margaret DeBolt. And so I want to give one of these away on Saturday. So stay tuned on Saturday. We're going to be giving away some goodies, like I said. I'm going to give away this copy of Savannah Specters and Other Strange Tales. And in this book, Brother Walter and everyone that is watching, is Grove Point Plantation. So it's a good story. Is good a word? It's a good. It's a great story. How about that? A lot of stories in here. So some of them that you might want to, I don't want to say I'm giving away something cheap, but you can get on eBay. You can get these for like $5, and some of them include shipping. So, hey, you know what I mean? Check it out. It's really good. They've got in here, Seance at the Pirate's House. They've got, let's see, Grove Point Plantations, Rumors of War and Piracy, page 76. Let's check it out. Since Brother Walter mentioned it, let's pull it out here. So, no, let's not pull it out. I meant let's check it out. Excuse me while I whip this out. What movie is that from? Blazing Saddles. You're right. Great book, great book. Cousin Emmett, what's happening? Teresa Smith's Telfair Hospital was behind the American Legion. The Candler Hospital is the one that had a lot of bodies under it. Yes, there's tunnels under there that lead out to Forsyth Park. And during Yellow Fever and whatnot is where they kept a lot of those bodies. So here's the one. And again, if it's backwards, I'm sorry. But that's the story there. Grove Point Plantation. Now, here's a picture of what the house looks like. And I'll get a better picture. I'll go by there the next few days and take a picture and post on here so you can see what we're talking about. So this is what it looks like. Can you see it? Sorry, my hand's a little shaky. So basically what it says, and I'll just kind of ad lib a little bit to it, is, you know, she does a great job of describing history. I can never be that good. I love history, but I am not a history person like this. Blackbeard is supposed to have maintained a slave compound at Grove Point. According to an account written by the daughter of a former owner of the estate, Harriet Elliot Van Tess, I think that's French, Fragile. It is said to have been managed by a lame overseer, a bold, mean man with a limp, perhaps a former pirate. Let's see here. The overseer was thought to have lived in a hut located about where the main house is now, along with his mistress, a white lady. There are family accounts of this woman being seen about the grounds, but none after about 1900. Some believe that buried pirate treasure was still on the property, somewhere between the present location of the house and the river. A lot of good stuff in here, man. So I'm not going to ruin it for you guys. It's some good stuff. A lot of great tales. And if you love history, she really recounts a lot of it. Again, it's called Savannah Specters and Other Strange Tales. Look at that house. Man, that's creepy. I'd love to visit that house. But this book is pretty old, you know. It was written, good Lord, who knows? It was written, let's see. Don't know. Moody, give him a Sasquatch yell while I'm looking for. So, oh, this book was written in 1984 and reprinted in 1993. So, this book's pretty old, pretty old, pretty old. Again, I will be giving away this copy Saturday. All you got to do is tune in on Saturday, and you never know. You might want a free book. Colleen Walker, what's happening? What's happening? What's happening? Class of 91, Windsor Forest in the house, Knights. I'm sorry. This is my little thing here. Keeps falling on me. And my little recliner. Colebrook Plantation is on the cover. Is that Colebrook? Okay. Walter, where is Colebrook Plantation? Is that in Savannah? Is it in Rincon? I'm not sure where it is. Allie says, good job, Moody. Don't encourage her. Allie, if you do that, she'll never get any better. True, right? So what is, okay, so here's a question. What are some places you would like to see? What are some places that you would like to see me go live and bring my little EVP recorder and try to get some electronic voice phenomena, bring the video cameras. So holler at me and let me know some places that you'd like for me to check out. Robert Madrano with Embroidery City says, we got more hats for Saturday to win. Okay, so we're going to be giving away some more of these bad boys. Check it out. You can win a free ball cap on Saturday, courtesy of Embroidery City and Robert Madrano. Robert, if you will, please post the phone number or email address where they can come and get them their embroidery done for their business or pleasure. Off Goshen Road. Okay. No longer there. The house is no longer there. Oh, man. Yes. Lustrous, sir. Buddy Grayson says, Fort Jackson or Pulaski at night. I love it. I love it. I love it. You know where I would really like to go at night? Fort McAllister again, out in Richmond Hill. That's a spooky place out there. See if we can get any good EVPs of the drums and stuff beating like I heard that one night or something. But yeah, let's check that out. See, my brother from another mother, Shannon Simmons, is out there. Word up. See, Bobby Bell says he heard there's a house in Effingham that Sherman and his officers stayed at during Sherman's march. Okay, Bobby, get the address and send me whatever information you got, and I'll reach out to him. Embroidery City, that's right, Robert Madrono. Post your link. Cookie says she loves the hats. Thank you, Cookie. Dave Armstrong. Thank you, brother Robert Madrono. Yes, yes, yes. Buddy Grayson, let's camp at McAllister. That is a great idea. So I will reach. I'm sorry. I don't know if that's my kitty cat doing that or what. So I'll reach out to Fort McAllister and see what it would cost for us to do a camp out there at Fort McAllister. I know they have campsites way back, but that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about where the actual fort is. Let's camp there, you know, and then we'll do little things like they do on Ghost Adventures and stuff like, hey, here's your camera, here's your EVP recorder, go in this bunker or whatever and sit for 30 minutes, you know, and let's see what we get, you know, stuff like that. It'd be really cool. Megan, remind me to kill you later. Let's see here. My family used to own that house. Allie, your family used to own that house? I mean, you're going to have to talk, girlfriend. I did not know this. Megan Crosby is here. I hope Brother Clint is watching Scribbles. Megan, again, remind me to kill you later. Bobby Bell says there's supposed to be a house. No, there's supposed to be a horseshoe tracks inside the house. And supposedly you can still hear the horses walking around. Wow. Brother Ray Christian, what's happening? Brother Ray reached out to me today. I responded, but I did not hear back from you. Tim Hawking says, count me in. You got it, brother. Walter Fenwick says, might be the guy in the house. Not 100% on that. Now, that's cool. Let's see. Diane Godry's watching. Diane, I hope you're feeling better. Thank you for tuning in. So we got about 5 more minutes here. Again, this Saturday, if you're just tuning in, we're going to give away some hats courtesy of Embroidery City. And we're going to give away this copy of Savannah Spectres and Other Strange Tales by Margaret DeBolt. So tune in Saturday for some fun. Now, also on Saturday, I'll have a list of some of the places that I'm going to be hitting up. The first couple, I'm probably just going to kind of either do by myself or I'll have a couple people with me. But once I get in the groove of it and the equipment is working kind of the way we want, like EVPs, because I don't want people going and something crap out on us and it's not working. Or when we're doing an investigation live, you know, I want to make sure the right people are going that are in the mood, that love scary stuff. You know, and there's nothing wrong with this, but don't get me wrong. There's nothing like a skeptic. Don't come if you're trying to debunk everything. Don't come if you don't believe and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I don't know. We want to have fun and we don't want no Debbie Downers. Booty give him a Sasquatch yell. That's right. That's Sasquatch. Sasquatch. Or is it a werewolf yell? let's see. Alec Carroll says, my mama's family is from Effingham. Okay, cool. Linda Stokes is watching. Linda, what's happening? Glad you could join us. So again, we're going to be doing some fun stuff. Give me a thumbs up. Please share this page with everybody. I think we got about 350. I'd like to get about 500 people within the next week, if that's cool. Just because the more people that watch, the more fun we're having. And we're having a good time, you know, and that's what it's about. And, you know, giving away these hats and things like that. Oh, if you haven't seen on my profile picture on this page, I had that done by a artist. He had a little graphic design guy. It took about 2 weeks. I was kind of going back and forth with him. He did okay, that job. It was just kind of hard. He didn't speak really good English, but he helped me out, and I thought he did really good. So let me know how you like it. I know it looks kind of bare on one side or something, but he had tombstones. I just thought it was a little much. I mean, it was like all kind of stuff. Let's see. Illustrious Sarah says, werewolf all the way. That's what I'm screaming. A lichen. Lichens, for all y'all that don't know, is a werewolf. Sean says, I'm telling you, we have to get her and Amy to do that together one night. It's funny here. The Sasquatch yell in unison. Yes, so I did see, like, on Facebook, they had this thing called rooms now, or create a room. So I tell you what. So tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, me and Moody's going to do a room, I guess. We're going to try. No, not that kind of room. We're going to do a room. Have you done a room yet? I don't know. I don't know what the room is, but maybe that's like a Zoom?
It's kind of like Zoom.
Is it kind of like Zoom? So we can get her on there, and if it works out, we'll get a couple other people on there so everybody can watch. I don't know anything really much about it. I'll check it out between tonight and tomorrow and see if we can do that. So tomorrow, let's go live again at 8 o'clock from 8 to 8:30. We got about 3 minutes left here. Again, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. Linda Stokes is waving. What's happening? Let's see. Sean Collin, it's funny to hear the Sasquatch yell. Yes, it is. For those of y'all that don't know what I'm talking about with Sasquatch yell, if you watch Finding Bigfoot, which they need to rename that show, they need to rename it to Never Finding Bigfoot, because they don't never find him. I wish they would. Kind of like the Curse of Oak Island. I pray I will never see them finish that or find the gold or whatever it is. So, again, I'm going to be doing some EVPs tonight all around the house. Probably not going to catch anything, but hey, I'm going to try. And then I got a couple of spots I'm going to hit tomorrow. I'm going to take off at lunchtime and might go to Bonaventure or somewhere like that. See what I can catch. It might be a little noisy at some of those places. So, I don't know. I want it to be a little bit more... you know, with no background noise, so, you know, we can't debunk it as somebody yelling in the background or something crazy like that. Brother Mike Braver, how's it going? Mike Braver, if y'all don't know, he owns the place in Richmond Hill and helps us out with a chainsaw every year. Thank you, brother. Let's see. Nicole is watching. Thanks, Nicole, for watching. Hope you're feeling better from your surgery. So we got 2 minutes left. Thanks, everybody, for watching. Again, watch the movie Crawl if you haven't. It's really good. I love it. If you like alligators, I love alligators. Moody loves Gatorland down in Kissimmee. Nope. So, Crawl is a good movie. And here's another good movie that's on right now that's free on demand. It's called Devil. And if you like me... The things that scare me the most, there's only a few things that scare me in this world. Moody. Woo! Needles. Nope, don't do needles. And when they take my blood, I have to cover my eyes. Snakes. Don't come around me with no snakes, not unless you want to get hurt. And demonic stuff like that. Like, don't do it. Nope. I don't like it. The movie Devil, though, is a lot more like... Oh, before I go, though, before I forget, I'm going to tell you one more thing. I know I'm probably going over 1 or 2 minutes, but the movie Devil, it's about these five people that get trapped on an elevator, okay? And somebody's the devil on the elevator. That's all I'm going to say. It's one of my favorite horror movies. It's by M. Night Shyamalan, Shyamalama Ding Dong. How do you say his name? M. Night Shyamalama, Shyamalama Shyamalama Dean, Shyamalama Dean, M. Night Shyamalan. Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan. M. Night Shyamalan did Signs with Mel Gibson. It's a great movie. He also did, what's the other ones he did? Some other good ones and some really crappy ones like The Happening with Mark Wahlberg. Do not watch that.
Terrible.
You know... Never watch that movie. It's boring. So, I'm going to tell you one thing before I go, but I'm going to answer a few other questions here real quick. Brother Brian Cribbs, what's happening? Glad you are watching. Brother Sean says, sounds good, brother. We'll be here tomorrow night. Yes. Appreciate what me and Moody. Yeah, man, it's cool. Linda Stokes, did you ever go to the castle off of 17? Okay, so the castle that she's talking about, no, I have not gone, but that's a good place to do some EVPs. So the castle off of 17 is right behind O'Reilly's. Like you're going to the old Sam's where Planet Fitness is. So right before you get to O'Reilly's, you take a right there on that road, and it's like back behind there in the woods. And the old castle used to be like an old ammunition counter powder keg and stuff like that for the city back during like World War I and I think maybe World War II. But it's been abandoned. I'll post the picture on there and a little story of it. Excellent. Thank you, Linda. That's a good place to go. We'll check that out. See if we can get some EVPs. It just looks scary. I don't think there's anything haunting there, but we'll find out. Brother Mike Brad says, thanks for the shout out, brother. You got it, man. It's the least I can do. Alec Carroll says, I watched the other movie on Amazon Prime. It was strange. Yes. Buddy Grayson says, all season outdoors. Yes. Always helps us out with a haunt at A. Lee. Many thanks to Mike and Don Braver. Yes. Cindy Alka said, The Village. Yeah, M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong also did The Village. Great movie. And you know what? I was going to mention what I wanted to mention before I was going, but I can't remember. I keep looking over at Moody like she's going to help me remember.
Save Halloween?
No, it's not Save Halloween. There was one more thing I wanted to mention. Good Lord, I can't. Getting on Zoom. Okay, I'm sorry, guys. I'm scrolling if you see my thumb. The castle. Man, I forgot what I was going to say. It was really, really important. I can't remember. I apologize. It was going to be really, really good. Linda Stokes says, yay, she's excited. Yeah, it's going to be fun. We'll go out there and do a little thing with the haunted castle. And guys, I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry. I've lost my train of thought. I get like that. I get excited and I get to jumping around. And I see we got Brother Guy Goss watching. Brother Guy, I am glad you are watching. Brother Guy is also known as Beetlebug and one of our main scare actors and workhorses out there. Thank you, Brother Guy Goss, for out there. Nice hat. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Guy. You can win one of these hats on Saturday, courtesy of Embroidery City. Brother Robert Madrano, scroll up if you'd like the phone number and whatnot. So, I can't remember what in the world it was, and I will remember it probably when I get off here, and I will be upset with myself, but it was very interesting. Can't remember. So, I've passed my time. I don't want to wear out. I want to keep you guys entertained, and I want to keep y'all interested in what we're talking about. So tomorrow night, 8 p.m., we're going live again. I'm probably going to have Moody on Zoom, so y'all can check her out, and she'll do some Sasquatch yells for you, and we'll have a good. There goes good again. We will have a spooktacular time. So remember, always wash your hands. Let's save Halloween. And I was hoping it would come to me, but it's not coming to me. Can't remember either. So thanks, everybody. Stay spooktacular. Wash those hands. Let's save Halloween. And tomorrow night, we hope to scare you there.